Next patient is Jeffrey Valentine. J-E-F-F-R-E-Y, Jeffrey. Jeffrey Valentine, V-A-L-E-N-T-I-N-E. Date of birth is 1-3-74. Date of visit is 4-24-23. Next, please make a copy for Dr. Erica O'Donnell, O-D-O-N-E-L-L. O'Donnell, Erica, E-R-I-C-A. Next paragraph, dear Erica. Thank you for sending. Oh, can you please change that? It's not Erica. It is Jessica Hills, APRN. Please change the name to Jessica Hills, APRN. And please add in the letter, dear Jessica, thank you for sending Jeff Valentine for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is snoring and obstructive sleep apnea with fatigue. Next paragraph, fistful illness. This is a 49-year-old, very obese, white male truck driver. Has been experiencing snoring and daytime sleepiness and has gained a significant amount of weight over the past 2 years. The patient has a history of hypertension and he did gain over 25 pounds in the last 2 years. Complaints of disturbed sleep, snoring, and apnea. And daytime sleepiness. To the point that he has to stop his truck during the middle of the day to take naps. The patient has some leg swelling. And he denies any chest pains and has no shortness of breath except with exertion. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of hypertension and he has had a history of left knee surgery and he denies history of chronic lung disease. Next, habits. The patient smoked a pack per day for 29 years and drinks alcohol regularly. Works as an electrician and a truck driver. Next paragraph. Oh, can you please change the truck driver? He works as an electrician and also a mechanic. Next paragraph, habits. Allergies to penicillin. Next, family history. Father died of heart disease. Mother is alive and has arthritis. Next paragraph, system review. The patient
administration are women. Lost your job. There's no such thing as
The system reveals patient has fatigue, no weight loss, is no cataracts or glaucoma, denies vertigo, hoarseness, or nosebleeds. Yes, no shortness of breath or wheezing. There's no abdominal pains or black stools. He has occasional chest pains and leg swelling. Denies depression or anxiety. He has daytime sleepiness and snoring. He has numbness of the extremities and no memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next, medalist included listener peritoneum again today. Next, physical exam. This obese middle-aged white male is alert, pale, no acute distress. Blood pressure 145 by 80, pulse is 88, respiration 16. Temperature 97.6, weight is 256, saturation 96. HEND norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, nasal cavity matters, throat was clear. Neck supple. Neck supple with no venous distension, trachea line, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with occasional wheezes scattered in the upper lung fields, no crackles. Breath sounds are distant. Heart, the absence of regulars on an S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no gain. Megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, mild peripheral edema. No cap tenderness, reflexes, 1+, with no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Probable obstructive sleep apnea. Number 2, hypertension. Number 3 is rule out COPD. And number 5 is obesity. Next plan, the patient has been advised to get a chest x-ray and a complete pulmonary function study. He'll be scheduled for a polysomnographic study. Was also advised to lose weight and quit cigarette smoking and use a nicotine patch. He will use a Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs, TIDPRN for shortness of breath. And a follow-up visit be arranged here in 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Erica, or copy is for Jessica Hills, APRN. Jessica Hills, APRN. Thank you, Dr. Susan.